Welcome back to our pregame show. Brian Schultz with Dante Lawson of the Bemidji State Beavers. Dante, unfortunately, he got hurt last week against Army. Number one, rehab stinks. Wish you the best. Hope you get back out onto the ice quickly.
Thank you.
Next Saturday, you guys are hosting, along with the men's and the women's teams, an organ donation awareness night. Your brother has received an organ donation. That's why he's alive to this day. Take us back. What's the story there?
Back in 2005 when he was born, he was born premature with kidneys that weren't functioning right, and instantly my family knew it was going to be an uphill climb, and we got him on the list, and he's had three kidney transplants since then. And
wow.
Yeah, he's definitely a trooper, and I'm excited to have him here next weekend with us and try to get him in the locker room and be around the guys as much as possible before puck drop.
How much older are you than he is?
He is 18, and I'm going to be 23, so five years.
So you're old enough to know that something isn't right, but probably young enough to not know the severity of what was going on. At what point did you realize, holy smokes, my brother almost wasn't here?
It took a while to kind of hit me with it all happening, but probably around the second kidney transplant came to me where I was like, he's the strongest kid I've ever met, and what I would do without him, I have no idea. And it was really severe with everything going on in my family, and everybody stuck together, friends, family, they were all there for me and him, of course. So yeah, I was probably like 13, 14 when I kind of came to.
Is he out of the woods right now?
I mean, you're never really out of the woods, but I mean, he's as out of the woods as he can be right now, and he's back home. He was battling with some issues not related to his kidneys during the summer, so he was down at the Children's Hospital in Minneapolis, but he's back home now, gets to go to school, and he's excited for hunting season coming up, so he's going to be out in the woods.
Well, spoken like a true northern Minnesotan right there, Dante.
Yeah.
You know, being a kid is supposed to be fun.
It is.
And certainly growing up like that wasn't. What did you as an older brother do to, for lack of a better term, help him through?
Just try to be there with him every step of the way, whether it was dialysis for 12 hours a day, sitting in the hospital bed with him. I mean, honestly, I feel like I made him more upset than happy with me, but that's how we kind of operate. But he's really not 5 years younger to me. Like, he's my role model. He's like an older brother to me, basically. He's taught me a lot of things. So, but yeah, just being with him all the time has been a joy for me.
Kendra Fortin of the women's team, her dad has received an organ donation. He's alive now because of that. Have the two of you talked about, you know, her dad and your brother and what the two of you would have gone through?
I mean, yeah, we actually have. And when she first told me last year about her father that, and then she wanted to do the organ donation stuff, she came to me and I was like, this is a great idea. And I got to meet her dad for the first time last year during the organ donation. He's a great guy. Him and my brother and I, we hung out for a while down in the tunnels before the puck drops for both games. And he's a funny guy, and he's kind of like it's like northern Minnesota for him, kind of. He's likes the woods and the lakes, and we kind of bonded right away, and he seems like a really nice guy.
Organ donation is very easy. You check a box on your driver's license renewal. It's all it takes.
Exactly.
How have you, in other ways other than this and next Saturday, tried to get the word out that it's really easy, and I hate to be morbid, but you don't need your organs anymore. Donate them to somebody who does.
I agree with you, but for me, it was kind of growing up, like nobody from where I'm from really understood what, like, my brother was going through in a sense, so being able to, like, share with them and like making them realize like you can save somebody's life and you would be a true hero to that family. Like, my brother has had three kidney transplants, and all three of them, that person has been a hero for him. And my brother's second kidney transplant was from a family who was down at the university with him when he was there, and unfortunately their son had passed away, but the older sister, she signed up and got her blood drawn, and she was the perfect match. And they're from California, and we've been out there a few times, and we still communicate to this day. So, but I just feel like it's a really special thing to be able to do when you can give your organs to somebody to keep them living.
A game of hockey is fun. It's entertainment for all of us sitting in the stands. For you guys, it's you know, what you want to do and with a, as a career. Puts things into perspective, though. It is a game.
It is a game. I agree.
Dante, thank you much.
Thanks, Schultzy.